This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I'm really confused because Erica doesn't have kids, but she's already wanting to drag her kids into what she calls adult movies.
Wait.
Text no. In 303-222-5423. Should we stop her from, you know, procreating?
Hold on.
Sorry, I just want to get all that out before you made your argument.
Right. No, the current debate online, not just in my head,
okay,
is should kids be at non-kid movies? That could be like a Star Wars.
Yeah.
Sound it
Are
out
you
in your
drunk
head.
Right now?
I know what's that? What just happened? Star Wars?
Star World?
Okay. Okay, somebody else talk and give her a chance to pull it back together. Star Wars? Of course a kid could be at Star Wars.
Yeah, that is. I would say that is a kid movie.
Maybe that was a bad example. What about
John Wick?
Well, that's very clearly not a kid movie.
I will tell you, I allowed my son to go to, if they're like, rated R just means not admitted under 17 without a parent. So if I want to drag my 10-year-old into John Wick and watch him shoot 20 guys directly in the face, I can do that. It's my prerogative.
Okay. I saw Titanic when I was 5, I believe.
You're comparing Titanic to John Wick? Is that what you're doing right now?
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Oh, so just because there's boobs in it?
Yeah, I think at 5 I was a bit young to see boobs that weren't a family member's.
So you don't think kids should have been allowed?
Okay. Just let her keep digging. I like this.
This is going bad.
Yeah. Where did you think this was going to go?
I don't care about the movies.
For the win.
I don't actually care about the movies.
Sometimes just the best thing is to put down the shovel. Okay.
You want me to give up?
No, I want you to keep going. So
I don't care about the movies. I don't go to the movies.
So... But so if you were at a movie, I will say this. I've been at like a John Wick or like, what was I at? It might have even been Star World. Oh. If you bring a baby, that's different. Like
Correct. You can't bring
a baby.
Because we're talking babies young do children.
Cry. Yeah. Like if they're a child who can keep their poop in a group, you know, and not, I've just at a theater, like I know I've got 3,000 things to say all at once.
Yeah.
Like if you're on an airplane and the baby's screaming, that just happens. Mm-hmm. And if you're a person on that plane, like, oh my God, how dare they? They deserve to fly somewhere.
Right. The baby they has don't rights too.
Yes. And they don't want the baby to cry. Like nobody right. wants it, but just suck it up.
Nobody hates it more than the parent who has the crying baby and is sure. like, I
As
hate this.
As the
so much.
A-hole who used to stare daggers at that person, once I had a kid, I'm like, oh my God, what a jerk I've been my entire, because you are, you're almost willing, please do not write angry texts. You're almost willing to smother your child to get it to stop.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're just like, nah, nah. And you're like, oh, for the love of God, shut up. You're, oh my God, everyone on this plane is staring at us.
Right.
It's the worst. if your kid does that at a movie theater, you can get up and step outside, yes, unlike on a plane. And I've been at a movie where they didn't. Mm. And you're like,
oh, wow.
What? Like, we're trying, there's dialogue.
I think that's the premise of this whole debate right now is okay, like, why are we bringing young children into the John Wick's, Titanic's, Star Wars of the world?
Can we don't have to devote a lot of time to this, but you cannot compare John Wick now.
Wow, it's contagious.
John World, Star Wick, and like they're, I think certain movies, Star Wars for sure, kids, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic, boobs, come on.
But also, death.
Which are we going to remember more? The boobs.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we can debate that, but where do you want your unborn, you're not even conceived children go?
I want them to be conceived in like 2 to 3 years. Okay. Because I still got to like get married and stuff.
Right.
But
why are you
like
up talking?
Because I get annoying when I talk about being engaged. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Truth.
And never mind. I want to be able to bring these future children to breweries. And I got into a debate with a friend and he was like, they shouldn't be at breweries because they're crying.
It is interesting because a lot of people, if you are a young couple, you'd want like a Saturday out at a brewery.
You need a break.
But if you don't have kids.
You didn't drive to said brewery.
Walking distance from my house.
The stroller walk.
Yeah.
There is something fun about the stroller walk together.
I mean, I love a Breckenridge Brewery off of.
Oh, down like Littleton?
Yeah. And they've got like a pretty massive play area. They bring food trucks and
I've been to the Prost up at 104th and there's kind of like kids running around.
And does it bother you? Because I think those are breweries, right? Like
if your kid won't shut up though, yes.
Go outside.
Well, I gotta go outside or you gotta go outside.
Whoever has the kid. I don't know who has the kid in this instance.
That is the problem is some parents just think they think the airplane argument applies everywhere. And it's like,
does it not? Like it doesn't. Open air?
No. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to remove yourself if your kid is being loud, period.
Yeah, because it's not just a chance, like, well, we're here and there's some lawn games outside. Kids, have at it. Because also, there's adults trying to play the yard games outside.
Yes.
And it's like, well, anytime I've been to a brewery, it's been with a bunch of dudes and they're playing the games more aggressively and stuff than what a kid would.
And also speaking in a manner that is not kid friendly.
Okay, so all I'm hearing is I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I don't know that you should. Now I'm starting to like
think I shouldn't have kids?
Well, no. There's a whole other show just about that. No, okay. Would you care if your little 3-year-old learned a bunch of words?
No, because I took them to that place. I have
nieces and
nephews, so I've been in this experience.
Okay. Because I've gone to a Rockies game where parents like tapped me on the shoulder and went, can you stop cursing? And I'm like, no.
No.
Like,
you don't bring them there.
Yeah, you don't have, there is a family section.
Do
Rockies have an actual area, I think?
I don't know.
I swear, because
Slacker's losing it.
No, I mean, like you go. I think there's it, but you have to pay for it. But it's like then you go there, and your kids are not. If somebody curses in there, you go, "Hey, man, that guy's." Because the day in question, the guy tapped me on the shoulder and he's like, "Can you stop cursing?" And I was literally wearing a shirt that just said the F word on it, and I was like,
"What?"
I don't know. I was.
I feel like we've taken a turn here.
Like, I was about to take some kids to an adult film, so I wanted the right shirt.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.